Hi, beloveds. Thank you for joining me for this Be Still and Be Loved. I pray that it blesses you. Let's start by taking a few moments to acknowledge where you are. Simply become present with your surroundings. What do you hear? What do you smell? How do you feel? Can you hear the sound of your breath? Do your shoulders feel tight? Is your jaw clenched? When you inhale, where does the breath create expansion? Can you hear the sound of your exhale? Breathe in through the nose and out through the nose. Give your muscles freedom to disengage and your mind the space to fixate on the Holy Spirit's presence within and around you. Continuing to inhale and exhale through your nose, I'd like to offer you this simple breath prayer. On the inhale, whisper the words under your breath. So precious is your love for me. And as you exhale, you paid the highest price. Inhale, so precious is your love for me. Exhale, you paid the highest price. Lord, I ask that you awaken our sleeping hearts, the places where we're so full of head knowledge, but bare hearts that are far from you. How quickly we can wander and forget the epic things that you've done for us. May no shadow of sin blur our spiritual vision or block our spiritual ears. Awaken us, O Lord. May we be people that remember, people that are aware. I pray, God, that you would minister to us in our time together. Your presence would feel tangible, and that there would be no barriers, no blockages, that we would gaze into your eyes face to face, knowing that you bless eye contact. We gaze into your eyes, Lord. We breathe you in, Holy Spirit, knowing that your love for us is precious, for you paid the highest price. As Easter approaches, I invite you to meditate on scripture that draws us into the splendor and glory and wonder of love himself. In Mark 16, verses 1 through 4, it says, "When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, 'Who will roll away the stone from the entrance of the tomb?' But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away." Imagine yourself standing there with the women. Just a couple days prior, you witnessed the horrific brutality of the one you have acknowledged as the Messiah. You witnessed him give sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, clear skin to the lepers. You have fallen madly in love with him and still cannot grasp the fact that he is gone. But here you are at the tomb, and the large stone is rolled away. You peer through the opening and see a young man in a white robe seated inside and to the right. He says, "Don't be afraid. You came seeking Jesus of Nazareth, the one who was crucified. He is gone. He has risen. See the place where his body was laid." You peer inside the tomb, and sure enough, you see the burial cloths, but the tomb is empty. Take a deep breath in through your nose. And a deep breath out through your nose. It is here that you remember the words Jesus spoke when he said he would have to go to Jerusalem. And there the elders, chief priests, and scribes would meet him. He would suffer at their hands, and he would be killed. But 3 days later, he would be raised to new life. Inhale, so precious is your love for me. Exhale, you paid the highest price. A.W. Tozer once said, "If man had his way, the plan of redemption would be an endless and bloody conflict. In reality, salvation was bought not by Jesus' fist, but by his nail-pierced hands, not by muscle, but by love, not by vengeance, but by forgiveness, not by force, but by sacrifice, Jesus Christ, our Lord, surrendered in order that he might win. He destroyed his enemies by dying for them and conquered death by allowing death to conquer him. But the lyrics to the song, "It is finished," saturate your soul. The cross is my beginning, the line drawn in the sand, the end of all my striving. Now I am born again. There Jesus was forsaken, so I will never be. His grace is my salvation, the gift of God, the work of Calvary. It is done. It is finished. Christ has won. He is risen. Grace is here. Love has triumphed over death forever. The cross needs no addition. His mercy is complete. His love is not in question. The Son of God has spoken over me. I'll leave you with the wise words of John Piper. Life is wasted if we do not grasp the glory of the cross. Cherish it for the treasure that it is, and cleave to it as the highest price of every pleasure and the deepest comfort. God bless you.
The cross is my beginning, the line drawn in the sand, the end of all my striving. Now I am born again. There Jesus was forsaken, my salvation, the gift of God, the work of Calvary. It is done. It is finished. Christ has won. He is risen. Christ is here. Love is triumphed. His love.
not.